The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says there is a, I guess based on tradition, that Kael Zoam Bechol Yom, that God gets angry for a minute, a second during the day, during I think the first 3 hours of the day, and Bilam knew exactly when that moment was. And the concern was that if Bilam would curse the Jews during that time, he would destroy Klal Yisrael. So Tosis asks, if that's the truth, that God gets angry for a fraction of a second, then what kind of prayer could Bilam have done? It's a short, tiny, how much curses can he get in a millisecond? So therefore, he says, what is Pshat that we're concerned that Bilam would destroy Klal Yisrael? So, and why did, therefore, because of that, God refrained from getting angry because of that. So, and we see, and that's what happened, that's when the next, then when you have lack of balance, that's what happened, then the Jews were next show in Snus. But either way, the question is, what kind of tefillah could Bilam get in? So Tosis and Brachas gives two answers. Answer number one, he just says one word, Kalem, destroy them. And God will figure out what you mean. But the second answer, he gets a different answer. He says, as long as one begins the curse at the right time, so therefore the curse could be effective even if you go longer. And that's what therefore that's what they say as well. Midah tova maruba midah ra. The midah tova is even great. So therefore, if one says Tehillim by after Tefillah B'Tzibur, he gets the greatness of Tefillah B'Tzibur. In other words, the Gemara on Daf Ches talks about the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur over davening by yourself. So the Beis Yaakov quotes the Arizal, who says that you can recite Tehillim, the one who recites Tehillim, a Torah, right after Tefillah B'Tzibur, even if he's learning or reciting to him alone, he gets the status of a Tefillah B'Tzibur. Why? Because if Bilam, who is cursing them, as long as he started the right time and became, it's considered the right moment, how much more so? Midah Tovah Merubah Midah Zra. That's what the Tshuvas Yaakov, it's like having Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, quoting the Shita of Tosfos, the second Pshat, that Holchin Achar Haschol, as long as you start on time, he wants to defend those who have a minig or practice that they daven Shacharis, but they don't finish before Zozman Tefillah. They only start. Maybe we view it as Tosfos said that we go Basar Haschola. And the Esha Avram also has the same thing of people daven Mincha right before the Shkia, that they have what to rely on, even if they finish after. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Quoting this Tosis is a proof that it's considered Tefillah B'Zmana as long as you started on time. However, the Shulchan Aruch, other postim seem to disagree. Because why the Shulchan Aruch writes, if there's not enough time for the Shkiach Sibor to finish the Chazaras HaShatz before Shkia, he should say in a Ksara, an abbreviated form. So the Bhagavad Ram says, based on this, that one should have to finish the entire, it's not enough just to start, but you have to complete the entire Shmoneh Esrei before Zman Tefillah. And that's what other posts can write, the Mishnah Berurah and others regarding Shema. It's not enough to start it, you have to finish it. So l'chatchila, one should not only begin, but finish the mitzvah b'zmano. But based on this second day in the Tosfos and Brachas, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Esha Avram, the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov want to extend that as this, that even davening after the time gives it the merit of Tefillah B'Tzibor or Tefillah B'Zmana, and therefore at least B'Shas Tzadchak you have what to rely on, even though the Magen Avraham writes and the Mishnah Berurah that one should be Machmir, or one should, it's not enough for one to start it, one has to finish it. So that's the first day in Tosis. Tosis doesn't seem that's a good reason. Therefore, it says you have to finish everything. So those are the 2 days in Tosis, and whether continuing on after the Zman has the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibor or Tefillah B'Zmana.